everybody. Welcome to episode 131 of Game Over Nation. I am your host, Javi Rodriguez, and with me this week is Ryan De La Rosa.
Ni No Kuni is $5.
Gabe Philbin.
Honk, honk.
And Dylan Roush.
Burp, burp.
And Final Fantasy X is on sale.
For $29. You know what else is on sale? What else? Uncharted 3's campaign.
For $0.
Well, it was. Now it's good. Not anymore.
What is it now?
Regular money.
Oh, so it was like on sale for like half a day?
It wasn't supposed to.
Oh, it was a mistake.
I don't think so. Well, at least that was the idea.
Have you ever wanted to shoot Hitler in the balls?
Every day of my life.
Sniper Elite 2 is free today. Well, I guess that would be yesterday in the case of this podcast.
Hey, breaking news, a PlayStation 4 Vita bundle just got leaked.
That was leaked earlier today on Amazon France.
I already bought a PS4. Someone rebuy a PS4.
Javi, are you giving us...
Double confirmed by Best Buy.
Are you giving us insider information? Did you already create the ad and then you're just like playing all coy?
I cannot confirm or
but
deny.
The thing with the Amazon France ad was that it was the same amount of money as just buying a PS4 and a Vita.
Best Buy, bitch.
Oui, oui.
Neat.
Yeah, it's $5.59.
Oh, never mind. Instead of I paid a lot less.
Yeah, how much are you really saving? $50?
Like maybe. No, isn't the Vita $180 now? Or
it's
200?
The Borderlands 2 Vita, it's $200, right?
Okay.
Ew.
So yeah, you save $50.
They're really trying to push the Vita and Borderlands 2 Vita on people.
Actually, you save $40 because it's $560. So it's that's lame.
But whatever.
Hey, yeah. With those $40, you can buy Mario Golf.
Or 8 copies of Ni No Kuni.
Yes, or 8 copies of Ni No Kuni. Share it with your friends.
I'm not even going to buy Ni No Kuni. I'm going to buy Final Fantasy X. Cause it's
I bought
Ni No
Kuni. Ni No Kuni was cool.
Yeah, but Final Fantasy X was better.
Shut up.
You know it's got dumb.
Ha ha ha.
It's got the dumb.
So other than having our keen eye on some dope ass deals, what else have we been doing this week?
Oh god.
Mario Kart.
Yeah.
You can just cut it right there. That's it. It's Mario Kart.
Mario Kart's a thing.
Now I've probably played the least amount of Mario Kart out of everyone here, except maybe Ryan, because Ryan doesn't play games.
I haven't played a whole lot of it,
yeah.
Which has been evidenced by my performance against all of you guys. Yeah. Although last night, it sucked, because I would like come in last, but I could see everybody. Like we were all like right there, but I would always fuck up something on the last lap and go, fuck, from second to sixth, fucking A.
Rachel messaged me at work today saying, why was Ryan so bad at Mario Kart?
There's
thanks,
no
Rachel.
Mech cart.
Yeah,
thanks, Rachel. No thanks a lot. I appreciate that.
You can redeem yourself.
Tonight.
I think we can honestly say that me and Javi are the only ones worthy of being called rivals.
Mm. I'll go fuck myself.
Need for Speed rivals.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, me and Javi were like neck and neck. We were like tickling. We were, like, tickling each other's armpits.
But you've never beat him.
Well,
I beat him.
The two people that always
we've all beat him
was Rachel and I.
That was towards the end when I was winding down. You know, I was clocking down. Downshifting.
That was when I was on Fozzie's team and he kept hitting me with his own shit.
I'm not sure I've ever heard a game make Dylan... Like, Dylan gets angry, but man, does Dylan get angry in Mario Kart. Dylan gets angry to the point where sometimes I'm behind him with an item and I think about it for about 20 seconds before I shoot it at him because I know he's going to get some. The other day I heard Dylan, I thought he was going to throw his controller through Skype into my face.
No, that controller because, is expensive.
Because
you don't see the value of the Wii U gamepad, Ryan.
I got three red shells and Dylan was, I could see him, but he was a good distance ahead and I shot him. I shot a red shell and it hit him, but he was far enough ahead that I didn't catch up to him until right as he recovered. And as soon as he recovered, I popped him with another one and then passed him. And oh my god, the noise that he let out Oh, man. It was... Dylan gets mad, guys.
The three red shells are fucking brutal. Like, in the team battles, which... I love the team racing. It's That's such, so fun.
It is fun.
Red shells are such horse shit.
It's like... So, in team racing, we were in a situation where I would be in third, and then, like, my... it would be, like, I don't know, like, Rachel and Harris are in first and second, and then I get three red shells, and I don't have to throw them forward, so I'm just, like, chilling in third, and then the second someone passes me, just toss it forward, and then I'm still chilling in third, well, and see, just keep doing that.
I had a plan for that, because I had one of... I had the horn, or the music box or whatever. So I was trying, I was working my way up towards you, and then fucking Fozzie ran into the back of me. He was my teammate. And then he ran up there and got hit by your red shells.
Fozzie's the Persian saboteur. I'm loving Mario Kart, though. Like,
yeah,
this
it's been fun.
It's, like, Mario Kart usually improves with each iteration, except Double Dash is always number one. But, you know, beyond that.
Right. That's the best game.
There are gripes I have with it.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I have some issues mainly with the item getting. Well, but, no, like, the courses are awesome. Like, I love the levels. Like, I'm loving it.
I don't like that when you have an item and you hold it behind you, you can't pick up a new one. Like, in every single other one, you can't do that anymore.
You can't queue up items.
Yeah.
What do you mean? Oh, I see what you're saying. Like, you could grab. Yeah, I noticed that. Yeah, you could. I noticed that the other day. That did suck.
And while the rest of the game is stunningly beautiful, like, they clearly made the most impressive looking Nintendo game we've ever seen, at the same time, when you finish a Grand Prix, it just shows this little, you know, automated replay of what you did in the Grand Prix, and then it just has a static screen with everybody's slot and a trophy spinning, and that's
there's
it.
No,
like,
there's no ceremony.
Yeah, where's the ceremony and the top three driving around? Like,
I don't know. DLC.
There's lots of
presentation
little presentation downgrades. Yeah, where I'm like, what the hell?
Lightning still exists.
There was another thing.
Oh man, I had a good lightning shot last night. We jumped off a ramp, and it was like me and Fozzie and someone else all right next to each other in the air. And I hit an item box right before we went off the ramp. And as we were going through air, it queued up lightning. I just popped it and watched them both fall.
I'm wondering why, I lost it. Oh yeah, the speaker item, like.
Mm-hmm.
To any of you guys, doesn't it look kind of shitty? Or like the design of the item itself?
It's just like a red.
It's a red box with an orange triangle.
With a dreaded cone.
Why couldn't they make it like a POW block or anything Mario looking?
It's just a red box.
Yeah,
it looks like they temporary. Like, it looks like a placeholder. It's weird.
Funny thing is, with Mario Kart has made me. I'm not as interested in Mario Kart as in this makes me excited for Smash Brothers even more. Because, well, I'm like, they can do online and make it work.
I don't think that's indicative, just because Mario Kart Wii was great. It worked just like this. Mario Kart Wii was just like this, and Smash Brothers came out after it, and it was awful. I mean, it's all about, you know, about how they build Smash Brothers. If they build it to where it has online in mind, then we'll see that. But I got on one of the newer Nintendo voice chat episodes, they had one of the guys from GameSpy who helped build it from the ground up when Nintendo had no idea what they were doing. And he said the reason Smash Brothers didn't work wasn't because they didn't have enough servers or anything like that. It was that the game wasn't designed smartly, you know, it wasn't designed with online in mind.
Yeah.
And so they had to just, you know, figure it out.
You know what's funny is that we've had this conversation before on this podcast. I know. It's just like, what are the teams not talking, you know? Like, you get one game that works beautifully online, and then they release another one that is completely broken.
Right.
Like, you know, because I think even Mario Kart on the, like, all the DS, the 3DS, like, they weren't great. I think Mario Kart worked well on the Wii, didn't it? the online. And so
the best online game on the Wii.
And then, dude, I heard today they sold like 35 million copies of that.
Yeah, Mario Kart Wii.
Holy shit. I was like, wow.
Donkey Balls.
Crazy. Yeah. I could not. Wow.
It used to be impossible to find it in stores.
Yeah. But,
fucking racing wheel.
But anyway, so it's like, it's Nintendo. Like, you would think that, like, oh, well, this team knocked it out of the park online. Maybe, can you guys come show these guys how to do it? Like, yeah. And it's just weird that that doesn't happen. And so I'm hoping that, because, again, Mario Kart works pretty damn well online. Everything works really well. Like, it's even crazy that they've got, like, you know, instant YouTube upload and shit. Like,
yeah. Oh, yeah. Is that? Okay, I didn't even know that was a feature, but Dylan, you sent me that YouTube clip. I'm like, how did he... He doesn't have capture equipment, right?
Yeah.
Like, why would you go through the trouble of capturing this stupid thing? So it uploads straight to your YouTube account?
Yeah.
How do you set that up?
When you're uploading it on the Wii U, it just asks you to link it to your your YouTube account.
Wow.
And you say, yeah, okay. And
that's insanity.
That 30-second video I sent you, I think, took about 5 minutes to upload?
Yeah, and it's crazy when you think about it. Nintendo did what?
Yeah, totally.
I hope they better do that for Smash Bros.
Yeah. That's the thing with someone like Sakurai, who's totally a crazy auteur, I could see him being like, why would you want that? No, I'm not going to do that. You know? But hopefully they get into that.
Yeah.
And that video was awesome. It showed the moment of Harris's failure and his ultimate agony.
Can hear his tears.
As I cross the line on a skillfully placed green shell.
My main issue with the gameplay parts of Mario Kart is just the item get.
It's like, not based
it's
on...
Always, it's always mushroom.
Well, it's not based on how... what place you're in, it's based on how far you are from the first place person.
I don't know.
Can you?
I don't know if... I don't get a lot of mushrooms.
Well, because you're always in first.
Yeah.
Can
I get
you,
a lot of coins and bananas. That's it.
I get a lot of bananas.
Can you auto-select?
That's another thing I don't like.
Can you select, like, when it's going through the little thing, can you hit R and select, like, try and, like, chance it?
No.
No, it won't do it. I haven't even tried. I keep thinking of, like, I should try that, and then I don't ever do it because you're so focused on the goddamn race. Like,
believe me, Ryan, when I got a red shell on me, I'm mashing that trigger to try and get something.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, the inclusion of coins as an item sucks.
Yeah, that was kind of dumb.
It especially sucks that, like, what's the point of it? It's literally a hassle or to, like, inconvenience you. Because, like, okay, let's say it's an item, but it should automatically activate then, you know?
Yeah.
Just, well, you got a coin, ding.
Because, like, if you get the little coin thingy and then you get hit, then you can just, like, ding it right away and get your coins back. So, I guess that. That.
Coins are easy to get, though.
Yeah.
You're stupid if you don't have 10 coins by the end of the race.
Also, does anybody know if coins actually affect your speed? Because I don't think they do.
Yeah, they do.
They give you a small, tiny burst of speed.
Yeah, like when you collect one, you see, like, it's really obvious. Yeah.
Zoom lines.
It's really obvious, like, in the F1 car, because you see the afterburner kick on for a second. So you get a tiny, tiny burst.
It's slight.
Yeah, it's barely worth it, I think. But I guess every little bit of speed helps.
Yeah, I just looked it up. Every coin gives you a minuscule speed.
I am curious about this. Okay, when you get let's say you go over, I don't know if anyone knows the answer to this, we could probably find it, but when you hit like a boost ramp or something, or you hit the boosters on the map, is it your speed plus, or does it max you out to, does it max everyone out to a speed?
I think it's your speed plus.
That's what I would think. That would make sense, but I wasn't sure.
Otherwise, I would just make it way too easy to probably... what's the word I'm thinking of? Exploit that.
Right. I guess. I don't know how you'd exploit it. It seems like you should just get the benefit of your car plus.
Well, I imagine you get hit, but you get hit right on the boost pad, so it just puts you back up to max speed again. That's
right. Yeah, I guess that makes sense. But I mean, they kind of do. If you hit a boost pad right after you get hit, you fucking fly back up to a pretty quick speed.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the, and I think the scenario like that is probably what made me question it, is because, yeah, like you get hit and then you roll over a boost pad and suddenly, I mean, you're basically saved, you know?
And you know, it feels completely ineffective as a goddamn mushroom. Like, like on a straightaway, I've had three mushrooms on a straightaway, and I hit all, I space them out so that they all run their course, and it doesn't make a dent. Like, I'm not even close to here.
Like the golden mushroom.
The golden mushroom doesn't do shit.
You know, you know where else I've noticed that is, like sometimes it seems to kind of work, and other times I've noticed it like really like. There have been times where I've been playing and I've gotten up on the. There's a couple of tracks where it has the booster pads on the outside, and you can drift around and hit all the booster pads on the outside.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll see someone like right below me, not on the booster pads, just drifting.
It's faster to go through
because they're closer to the inside.
Yeah, but they're not. And I understand that, but they're not that much closer to the inside. Like the booster pads should be more than making it. Like it'll be like a guy like literally just off of the booster pads,
right?
And he's still keeping up with me. It's like, well, what the fuck? Like, and maybe I should just stop doing that and just, you know, start sticking to the inside, because if it's not worth it. But why isn't it worth it? You know, like it.
Yeah.
It
seems on Mario like it Circuit, be. Ryan, there's a reason I stick to that green inside lane.
Right.
It's faster to do that. Like I doing the time trials, it's faster to stay inside.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think with mushrooms, the only benefit you can have is you can
jump.
Like you can. Boost yourself across rough terrain instead of it'll always be faster to go straight across a thing that you can drift through or drift around. That's the only place where mushrooms are beneficial. Like on a straightaway, it's nothing.
Another
and
place
there's so many tracks where the last, I guess, quarter of the track is just zigzag all of a sudden.
Yeah. Well, like there's that, and then I think if you have them and you get hit by an item, it gets you back up to speed immediately. And then also, I like using them in the air because there's no way you're going to fuck up. Like you're in the air and you still get the speed boost. And there's no way you'll throw yourself off course because you're just flying in a straight line, you know? So that's another place I've liked using them because there's no chance of screwing up. No chance of rainbow roading it. But
the stupidest thing on that rainbow road was like, should I try this gold mushroom?
And then you did.
My favorite rainbow road moment last night was when someone used the lightning right when I was taking a hairpin turn, but I just got three mushrooms, so it just dropped all the mushrooms on the course. Oh. So it killed like fucking everyone that hit the mushroom because they just rocketed right off the edge.
Yeah, it's a fun game.
Yeah,
go buy a Wii U and then buy that game. I'm gonna assume you don't have a Wii U.
Buy the bundle.
Yeah, the attachment rate for Mario Kart Wii seems to be pretty, or Mario Kart 8 seems to be pretty great since you know there's no Wii U's.
Yeah,
every Wii
fucking attached
the UK, to the first week.
What like 1.8 million or something like that?
1.2.
1.2 was it? 1.2.
Well, at least when I got the story,
the UK was like, numbers was like 1 600%. But well, yeah, 600%
Wii U sales.
Rise in sales. But like, out of all the copies of Mario Kart 8, 88% of them were the bundle with the console.
That was in the UK, right?
In the UK,
yeah,
right,
yeah.
Which is insane.
Why the fuck are we getting the UK numbers?
I don't know.
Like every story was
because
about
that
the UK
one, because those are the ones that were impressive. I don't know.
Yeah.
But it's still on track to be like the worst selling Mario Kart game ever.
Well, that's because no one has a fucking console.
Yeah.
That's the main reason. It's not because it's a worse game.
Hey, but it's getting the console out there, which is nice.
Like right now, did any of you guys listen to the Bombcast this week? Because that's what they did. They went through every version of Mario Kart and how many units it sold, and Double Dash sold the least. And that's because no one had a fucking GameCube.
You know what people 7, complain about? How the Wii U doesn't have any games?
Well, it just has, like, The ones it has are so good, though. Like, the ones that Nintendo's made are good.
No, I just think people are looking for an excuse to not buy it at this point.
No, I understand.
The Nintendo better fucking show up at E3.
Well, they'll be there, but they're just going to do a Nintendo Direct.
This is the year.
They can't possibly fuck it up this year, right?
Like, not even a little bit. They're totally not going to delay Smash Brothers.
I'm kind of looking
forward
to...
They're not going to delay Smash Brothers, I guarantee it.
I'm kind of looking forward to the Sony press conference, because me and Harris are going to go to the theater and watch it.
Yay, me too.
I want to do that.
Yeah. Man. So, yeah, we've got our tickets.
Well, Gabe, your friends wanted to hang out. Go to the movies.
Yeah.
Yeah. But like, guys, I got us tickets to this thing. Trust me.
It's a surprise.
It's a surprise. We're just going to go.
It's crazy experimental. Lots of new stuff. Then boom, go see it.
Pixel Junk Shooter Ultimate is on PS Plus this week.
Hot diggity.
I did hear about that.
PS4 Vita.
Oh, damn.
I kind of wanted to pick that up. I should do that.
It's free.
Yeah, I know.
So is Trine 2 Complete Story. I like Trine 2.
If you work in the entertainment industry, you're a sellout.
So
Pixel Junk had good music.
Javi said the 4. So moving on into other news, The Last of Us might have a release date for the PS4.
That was a terrible segue, by the way. I thought it was going to be a story about the 1.
Yeah, so did I.
So did I.
I've got nothing on the 1 this week. I'm sorry. Nothing on the 1 watch.
Not even that Ridley Scott's Halo film started filming today.
Ridley Scott's Steven Spielberg's Halo TV show?
That he's producing, not directing?
Peter Jackson production.
Hey.
You remember that's true. All of the... God, that's silly.
You remember the last thing Ridley Scott did?
Yeah. It's great.
It was pretty bad, wasn't it?
He better bring that black goo back to Halo.
But before that, he did Robin Hood with Kurt... Oh, wait.
Can we get M. Night Shyamalan Milan to do a video game? Because I really miss his plot twist.
I would play a video game based on his life.
On whose Ridley life?
M. Night's life or Ridley Scott?
M. Night.
Is the plot twist at the end that he finds out he's a bad director?
I did not see that coming.
We should shoot that as a movie. And call it With a Twist. And the whole movie plays out like an episode of like Entourage or something, where he's like pitching a movie to like multiple directors.
I don't know why that was so funny, but it's...
The twist. Oh, so I went to Philly over the weekend for my sister's graduation, and in the Philly airport, when you're walking to baggage claim, there's just this wall of movie posters of things that were filmed in Philly, and there's so many M. Night movies. It's like, why are you advertising this? No one wants to know that The Last Airbender was filmed here.
Are there more M. Night movies than good movies?
Probably.
In the world?
Yeah. In the whole world. 99% of movies are shit.
That's how you gotta watch good stuff. Like
FLC.
Like The Village. God, I hated that fucking movie.
What's the matter, Ryan? Is M. Night Shyamalan ding-a-long?
Got
too
me
deep
is
for you.
M. Night Shyamalan got you down.
The Village is so fucking stupid.
I went to see that because I was so excited because it looked so good, and then you get there and they fucking the one interesting thing they fucking tell you what it is half an hour in, and then it's like another 2 hours of like bullshit.
You know, I've got a story to beat that. I went on a date once. To The Last Airbender. That's it. That's all I have to say. we never went out again.
The first date I ever went on was...
It was her idea, by the way, not mine.
The first date I ever went on was in sixth grade with a girl named Amanda Wilson, and we went to see Cool Runnings.
Dude, that Marvel collection.
Yeah, I know, right?
It's bobsled time.
Yeah. It is.
So what did you guys think of Mortal Kombat X?
Wait, real quick. Just like, I think like a month ago, I found out that the little thing, the who was their main competition? The Swiss? Was that them? Or,
I don't fucking know.
I don't remember. Who? Cool Runnings, like the main guys that they were
Iceland.
Competing in. Iceland. It was like a month
I'm
ago.
Kidding, that was Mighty Ducks, dude.
Whatever. Whoever it was, I just found out the other day that the little thing they said before they pushed the cart down the bobsled down the ice was just 1, 2, 3. I did not realize that they were just saying it in whatever.
That was the German team.
Was it Germans? Okay. Yeah, I did not. I did
and then
not
they
realize.
Tried to copy like the Swiss team.
Yeah, they did a lot of things.
Hmm.
Damn, man.
Cool Runnings.
Yeah, so did you guys watch the Mortal Kombat trailer?
No, I didn't even know there was a trailer.
Yeah, MKX.
Wow. It's got Kiefer Sutherland.
It's a trailer with Wiz Khalifa music going on in the background for some reason.
Raisin.
I don't know why.
By the way, Javi, speaking of Kiefer Sutherland, I haven't watched 24 in like 2 weeks.
You know what's way more entertaining than watching it is reading the Kotaku review, or not even review, just the guy goes through the
synopsis.
Episode. It's so funny because he's like a huge fan, but like at the same time, he's like he lists off the tropes and like whether or not they happen in the episode, and more often than not, they do. And he has a ridiculous Bauer quote of the week and quotes him from the episode, and just it's really funny. So that's way better than watching the. Terrible
that sounds good. Has Caitlin Stark bombed London yet?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Fucking Caitlin Stark.
Why do they have all these pictures of Scorpion but no pictures of Sub-Zero? Sub-Zero looked way cool.
It was
Sub-Zero
an interesting
is cooler.
The trailer had a lot of like environment interactivity. Like they broke up, Sub-Zero broke off
but
like a tree branch.
Was it
and
was it gameplay?
Or
was it a cinematic?
It looked like a fight. The camera was all set up like a fucking fighting game.
Oh, okay. Well, I hope that because
so it wasn't
looks like shit to me.
Yeah,
like I want to see them make a game that's
not doo-doo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not a big Mortal Kombat guy,
me
so I don't really
either.
I don't really care like at all. But
yeah, I haven't even watched the trailer yet. But yeah, again, like I've said many times on this podcast, I like the idea of fighting games more than I like fighting games. They always sound really cool and fun, but then it's like, well,
but then you're bad.
But
at
then
them.
You play them and you're terrible, and they're no fun anymore.
Why are you looking at these pictures?
Just so we can all. Understand what the hell we're talking
they're
about.
They're not, oh, I was going to say, they're not impressive because they're all pre-rendered.
What if
that's
it's
what
not?
You think?
I don't think it is.
Welcome
what
to the new
what
age.
What a twist!
Going. What a twist.
I'm watching the Mortal Kombat trailer right now, and yeah, it might not be pre-rendered.
Oh,
I hope
okay.
It's not.
Then that would be impressive.
Like, it looks like a fight.
It looks like the game. I mean, at least the way the camera. And if the camera actually. Cuts the way it does in the trailer, that'd be cool.
Yeah, it's got interesting things for a fighting game. I just don't care about Mortal Kombat.
No, me neither. I don't know why people do. It has an audience, and
it's,
I don't get
and
it.
It was
well,
horrible.
It's because it's
it was
because
horrible the, for like 15 years, and it's still around.
I think it has an audience because of one, nostalgia of the first game, and two, like the last game was apparently pretty fucking good.
Well, yeah, but all the games between the first
oh yeah,
game
no,
Mortal Kombat,
I know.
And the last one, that's like a 15-year gap.
Yeah. Yeah.
Of just
excuse me,
garbage.
Gabe, but Shaolin Monks was awesome.
Okay, it was like a 13-year gap of shit.
That was that beat 'em up that came
kinda
out.
Kind of like Star Wars.
Like 2003.
Star Wars has had like a 30-year gap.
80% of Star Wars is shit.
Well, now it doesn't matter because none of it's canon anymore except the movies.
60% of Star Wars is shit.
Coolie.
You gotta watch the good Star Wars.
Like episode one.
Like Empire.
Like clones.
And like Empire.
Oh. Alright, what else is going on?
Arkham Knight got delayed. I didn't even know that was supposed to come out this year.
Me neither.
Yeah, I didn't think it was either.
Arkham Knight 2015 now.
Well, but that's a good thing.
But to compensate, yeah, they showed off this dumb trailer of the Batmobile.
I don't care what you say, Gabe. I like that series.
Okay.
So go fuck yourself.
Alright, Arkham City was a bad game, but you know.
I don't know what we're talking about, but I do agree that Gabe should go fuck himself.
Do you
himself.
Not know what Batman is, Ryan?
High five.
Arkham City was not a bad game by any stretch of the
imagination. It wasn't bad. It
just
was a
disappointing game.
Yeah, it wasn't as good as the first game or the third game.
But that doesn't
game.
Make it bad.
It's a bad game. Exactly.
I still like the third game.
I don't even...
Arkham City was leaps and bounds better than Uncharted 3.
It's true. You're not a Drake. What? And then we're never going to talk about it again.
See ya. Oh, by the way, Naughty Dog this week made it official that Neil Druckmann and Bruce Straley are leading up Uncharted, and that their second team is starting up a new game as well. With, we don't know who's in charge.
Did they say if it's a new IP or what?
They just said a new project.
Because the last thing they said on the Last of Us sequel is that it's still like 50-50, whether they do it next
They said that a new project is in its early stages in pre-production. I don't think they're going to do Last of Us 2 without Neil at the helm. So after Uncharted PS4, then I think they'll look into that.
No.
Like, they would be idiots to do it without him.
So a while back in this podcast, I mentioned the Last of Us re-release might have a release date. And it's...
I thought it was summer anyways. I swore they said wasn't it like July or June?
No, well, they just said summer, I'm pretty sure. But then a tweet leaked that said June 13th. But then Sony was like, no, not June 13th. And then now it's looking like it's June 20th. So it's,
how did
that extra week makes all the difference.
Yeah, that crunch time. Mm-hmm.
They want to do it after E3 so they can get in plenty of montages about it.
It'll be at E3 and it'll just be like, check under your seat. It's a digital copy. Everyone in the movie theater gets a digital copy. Fuck you, Gabe.
Oh my
Gabe.
God, if they did that. Ah, fuck and then you didn't go, it'd be even sweeter.
Yeah. Yeah.
No. You remember how Infamous, 2 was hyped up all during E3, like a full 2 weeks after it already came out?
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be like that.
But then it would have to come out this week.
Well, they got it backwards this time.
They lost track of time. Idiots.
Well, since this is the podcast before E3, we should make predictions or what we expect.
We're
or whatever.
Getting there.
I know.
Fuck. Throwing me off my mojo. My moho.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of mojo, Watch Dogs proved that mediocrity can't stop hype trains. And it sells 4 million copies in its first week.
Well, the thing is, this might be another case of reviewers, I don't know, not being critical enough, maybe? And you know what? I'm going to go ahead and say that I'm not, like, none of us are in a position where we can fucking criticize this game to its fullest or say anything like that.
So. I actually read one bad review of that game online.
Which game?
Watch Dogs.
Like, we need to beat it or get significantly into it to really judge it. But initially, it's not that impressive. It's not that engaging.
The main character is the most boring thing this side of white bread.
But
what about the other side of white bread? What's that like?
It's more white bread.
More white bread? Oh, okay.
But more often than not, I mean, every review I've looked at has essentially said Ubisoft has made a pretty solid first step to creating a new franchise. Like, it's good. They say it's good.
They're not critical enough.
Maybe.
I read Kotaku's and they were like, there's nothing to do.
Yeah.
It's boring.
There's a lot to do.
The main character's boring. I don't care about the story. There's glitches ahoy.
That's kind of been my take on it so far.
I watched like a 7.5 minute video of just Watchdog glitches. Oh, we lost Ryan.
Yep.
Ignore it.
They were like, the foundation is there. The potential is there. But the game is not. It's wholly disappointing and not really
just worth. Go play Gunpoint, you dummy. You want to hack shit? Play Gunpoint.
Gunpoint looks really cool.
Gunpoint's fucking amazing.
Why isn't it on the Vita?
Because you're a dick.
What? What?
Follow that logic.
Welcome Child of Light's coming to the Vita, and I can't wait.
It's not. I thought that already was on the Vita.
July 7th?
Oh, okay.
July 11th? Something like
that. Yeah, dude. Gunpoint. Fuck. I'll buy it for you.
Really cool. Buy it for me.
Do it. You have to play it.
Don't. I bought him Dark Souls 2, and he still hasn't played
it. Well, you didn't buy him Dark Souls 2. You bought yourself two copies of Dark Souls 2 accidentally, and then you gave him one.
Baller time.
I bought Killer is Dead, and I really want to play that, and I still haven't.
I bought PC. Killer is Dead, and I played like 2 hours of it, and I'm just like, eh.
Yeah. Yeah.
They missed it this time.
Okay.
I was about to say I bought Mind Jack, but I didn't. Javi bought that for me.
Yes.
It feels like a PS2 game.
Hmm. So back
like
in
the limitations of a PS2 game are there.
Yeah, Killer is Dead.
Yeah. Levels feel very, very
Grasshopper
cheap.
Manufacturer has never been the most technically savvy studio. Their games kind of suck. Like game wise. It's all about the personality, I think.
Yeah, that's okay. The levels feel very geometric.
Mm. Yeah.
Squares.
So did all of triangles.
Of
freaking No More Heroes. It was just nothing but.
Yeah, but Travis' touchdown was loads more charismatic than.
Whatever is fuck.
That guy.
So, yeah. Watch Dogs is also the biggest IP launch ever in the UK for games. Games IP launch.
Choo choo.
So more UK sales stories. I don't know why there's so much fucking information on UK sales this week.
That's where all the good shit's happening.
This is an example of a perfect storm. This is a game that had no competition on the next gen consoles or even current gen. Really, there was no.
Nothing else came out.
It also had the benefit of being the next gen game.
It's the next gen game. Everybody that bought an Xbox
except
One
that
PS4,
it's not.
Yeah,
it's definitely, definitely not.
But it's
the idea of an next gen game.
It is. Uh-huh. And everybody that bought a PS1 or Xbox One are clearly enthusiasts.
You called it the PS1.
Who would buy one right now if they're not enthusiasts?
I have one.
Yes, you do. But enthusiasts would all be interested in the next hot thing, and this happens to inherit that title.
I was going to say, well, fuck me then. I have no interest in this shithole.
Yeah. But you checked out, like, well before it came out. It could have been amazing. You're just still like, oh, the game sucks.
I checked out a long time ago.
Yes, you did.
When I saw what it was really going to look like, and I was like, oh, that's totally going down the drain.
Yeah. Dude, we made fart noises for 15 minutes.
was it the Kotaku review or the other Kotaku thing where the guy said why I don't want to play or why I'm scared to play Watch Dogs? It was one or the other.
I didn't read that one, but I read two different negative opinions that seemed pretty consistent with each other. And I was like, yeah, that's kind of what I was predicting was going to be wrong with it.
Mm-hmm. I think it might have been the review. Yeah, it was definitely the review because he was talking about how the game opens with asking you to shoot an unarmed man in the face, right? And he's talking about how he flashes back to the first gameplay, to the reveal of the game, you know, at E3, and how everybody's imagination ran wild with all the possibilities of a video game where you use information as a weapon more than a weapon, you know, more than a gun.
Yeah, and then it turns out you shoot more than anything.
Yeah. And, you know, in bits of the review, he mentions that you see little glimmers of that brought to life, but then you start to see behind the curtain when you realize that, you know, all the information for each person you walk by is randomly generated and doesn't really mean anything at all. And
yeah.
But this game also kind of cements the idea of the Ubisoft game, of just, like, that formula.
Like the first game sucks.
Assassin's Creed and Far Cry.
Assassin's Creed is like an awesome idea that didn't pan out all the way, but there you go. It's a franchise because of the hype. Like the
Ubisoft
first
does
Assassin's
hype
Creed
well.
Was so like Like, everybody was waiting for it.
Looking forward to the division, guys.
Yeah. You know, in four months...
You know what they're doing? When you get a game funded, like greenlit, it's because you make a pitch video. And so what they're doing is making really, really, really polished pitch videos and showing them at E3. And that's their business model.
I can't wait for the Division's new look to come out where it's downgraded and like the door doesn't close on when he pushes on it.
Mm-hmm.
Car doors no longer
can't
have closing doors.
Fucking wait. Can you guys tell I don't like Ubisoft very much?
Oh,
I don't have a problem with them.
So, moving on right along here.
Mm-hmm. Moving along!
The original Metal Gear is getting a remake, a fan-made remake, and, well, that's been known, but it's now officially endorsed by Konami.
You think it'll be better than the Twin Snakes?
And it'll be free.
It's not Metal Gear Solid, it's Metal
no,
Gear.
No, Metal Gear.
Oh.
Like MSX oh. Metal Gear.
Yeah, and oh. it's a remake in that it's like the same kind of like top down perspective. It's like a Bionic Commando Rearmed kind of remake.
Yeah.
So like, will they sexy, but remake it according to the original game, which didn't have that jungle stuff, or the
yeah,
NES
of course.
One?
Anybody that would go that far wouldn't be making the shitty inferior one
with the jungle.
It'd be pretty cool if they got Michael Biehn to do a photo shoot.
that thing that he said he's not a fan of.
Yes, he didn't say he wasn't a fan of it.
His wife said.
Did she?
Yeah, she was because he didn't at the Q&A. He didn't know exactly what Rachel was talking about at uh-huh. first, and then his wife said, "Oh, it's that thing that you don't like."
Oh.
So, E3's coming up, and someone has hopped off the E3 hype train, and that someone is Media Molecule, and they won't be showing anything at E3 this year.
Oh,
I was looking forward to Little Me Big too. Planet 4.
Well, they could Me be too. Pulling a Jaffe.
I hope so.
And they'll just pull up in a giant ice cream truck at the end of the Sony conference.
I actually was looking forward to another Little Big Planet on
PS4. It wasn't Little Big Planet, according to that NeoGAF thing. It was... They even had a title for it. I can't remember what it was, but whatever it was a 3D platformer, like, create your own 3D platform.
My yeah. dream.
My dream.
Donkey Kong 64.
Never.
And then we don't hear from Javi for a year as he recreates Super Mario 64 without all the bugs.
I love that we're given, like, full creativity, can make whatever the fuck we want. Let's remake these old games!
Damn right.
And it's ingrained in our who we are. We're human beings and we like the familiar.
We are real humans.
Game NA.
I'm going to make Banjo 3D.
Dude, yeah, think of like that's what's more interesting than anything 3D. Is like I guarantee you won't be able to make anything near like a Mario. Like you won't be able to adjust the physics or the controls or the wall jumping to get it exactly right. There's no way. But what you can do is make a solid platforming game and then fill and make innovative levels and fill them with collectibles and make collectathons with really creative, awesome collectathon levels. And that's enough for me, man. Like, that's exciting to me.
That's why I love those games.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
I'm building a noose right now thinking about our lost Banjo.
Oh my god!
That was always the problem with Little Big Planet for me, because like you can at the end of the day, there's only so many... There's only like five or six challenges you can lay out. You can have a gap that you jump across. You can have a rope that you have to grab to swing across it. You know what I mean? Like, you can grab stuff and you can jump, but like, on a 2D plane, there's not a lot you can do with that. You can make stuff that visually looks incredible, and you can really stretch all that, and people have. I'm not saying it's not impressive, I'm just saying that I always felt like...
I'm just saying, fuck you people.
There's only so many things you can do on a 2D platformer.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With a 3D platformer, you can make it so like... oh, you have to do this jump, but, you know, maybe you have to duck and roll.
No, you have to do this jump, but your camera's in the wrong spot, so it's going to be real hard.
Anyways, I hope we see that. I really want to see
that. Yeah. Like, ever since Javi has said he wants a 3D Little Big Planet platform, I'm like, oh my god, I want that too.
Yeah.
So, in sad news, Harmonix lays off 37 employees.
They probably weren't very good at the job anyway.
And now everyone's like, oh, that's why the Kickstarter was that weird timetable.
Don't you guys feel bad for backing it now?
No.
No, why would we feel bad for backing it?
They probably don't need as big a team. Like, there was probably something that was planned to begin with.
Yeah,
like,
if this wasn't backed, they probably would have laid off more people.
Yeah, they probably they probably didn't need as big a team to make this game, so.
Yeah. And they made a statement on their Kickstarter that this hasn't affected Amplitude's development, but Amplitude's development is, like, non-existent at this point, so.
Yeah.
And finally, on little things, did you guys see that Sonic Boom stuff?
I read about it. No. I saw the new I saw the trailer for the new character. Awful.
It was the Badger.
Yep. Had the voice actress in there.
Yeah.
New character in what?
Terrible, awkward.
It's the new Sonic friend.
The Sonic cycle.
That's right.
The you guys Sonic cycle begins anew.
Oh boy.
It's one of those awkward videos where they have the voice actor try to, like, be really enthusiastic and explain what their character is like, and it's just like, ugh. She's all, oh yeah, this she's a girl you don't mess with. She might everybody thinks she's dumb, but she's just really hyped. And then it shows her in the booth, like, doing this awful high pitched cartoon voice, and I'm like, ah, god.
We'll do it together, guys.
Yeah,
it's like that. Shut the fuck up, Badger.
Exactly.
And she's like Amy's best friend or something, and Amy already sucks, so.
Hey guys, remember when the games were just Sonic?
Well, the thing is, Sonic games have never been good.
Everything is better with friends. Whoa.
That's true.
The Sonic games have never really been good.
Sonic's not never been like, play Sonic 2 now, it's not a good game. Like, Sonic's,
Dylan likes it.
Yeah, Dylan likes a lot of dumb things.
Like your mom.
Yeah.
She's stupid as shit.
The fuck do you see in that woman?
Is she 16 feet tall like your sister?
I'll agree, though, that I'm no fan of
the
franchise, and I don't think, objectively, I don't think that any of them are particularly good. That being said, I do have a soft spot in my heart, just nostalgia. I love Sonic Adventure 1 and 2. Those games were my childhood. I love those games.
Fucking
I
love Chow Sonic Racing. CD. Chow Racing, eat your heart out.
I think Sonic CD is the best.
Someone should explain that picture of Gabe's
Sonic
sister.
Sonic CD is good.
So, and
Sonic CD is the best of the bunch.
I probably agree with that.
And so, since it's been objectively proven that no Sonic game is a good game, this isn't looking like a Sonic game. It's more Ratchet and Clank, Jack and Daxter-y.
And it's the first Sonic game to not be made by Sonic Team. So,
yeah.
more likely than not, it'll be good.
And everything's going to move real slow.
Well, from what I read, and this is kind of what I've always wanted, is you have sections like, you have the on-rail, you know, loop-de-loops where Sonic just fucking flies and has a little animation that you kind of control. But for the most part, the rest of the game, it's slow-paced platforming and action. Like, that's perfect. That's what Sonic should be. Like, have sections where, oh, I gotta go fast, you know? and
but not, oh my god, I have to go fast all the time, where is the thing?
And you What's keep happening? Slamming into stuff and it sucks. Yeah.
This game's not good.
Yeah.
Fuck Sonic.
Someone should explain that picture of Gabe and his sister.
She's so tall.
Yeah. I thought you guys knew that.
I don't. When did we meet her, Gabe?
I don't fucking
Gabe's
know.
Gabe's sister, the giantess.
Yeah. She's taller than Gabe with an afro.
You fucking idiots. I'm picking her up in that picture.
Uh-huh.
But it looks like.
I don't think that's physically possible.
But it looks like she's 6'5", so
I
went with
it.
I
don't think it's physically possible for you to pick up a 6'5 woman, Gabe.
Mm-hmm. I'm being ridiculous.
Yeah.
So yeah. That's it for news. So let's speculate wildly about
E3. Zelda.
They have to
I don't care
Zelda.
About the rest.
I feel like, isn't Zelda, hasn't that already something they talked about, like something possibly happening about that?
It better not be possible. It has to happen.
I don't.
Hyrule Warriors, guys.
Oh, that's the one. Jesus Christ.
No, that is not it. That cannot be it.
I bet it is. Because they're just doing a Nintendo Direct.
No, but I got all happy today because EA's conference was detailed with some of the games they're going to show, and Mirror's Edge was up there.
That's cool, right?
Yep. As long as this next Battlefield game doesn't fucking drive DICE into the goddamn ground.
Please, God.
Dylan's just hoping that Mirror's Edge gets canceled.
No, I'm hoping other games... I'm hoping DICE gets canceled.
Shitty Battlefield franchise gets canceled. Fuck Battlefield.
Battlefield's great. The last one was... The last
no,
one had submission,
Battlefield
is
getting
great.
In the way of the greatest franchise that never was.
Please, God, while you're up there, strike BioWare down.
Sincerely, that dumb little kid...
So, I have never prayed to you. I have no tongue for it.
Do you think that they're gonna, like, if they do have a big batch of games at Nintendo's conference or their direct, where you gotta assume they're gonna go forward with their whole making the gamepad, making the game so that like they prove that the gamepad's worth,
show the people right? the value of the gamepad.
Yeah. I can already see
Zelda will
Zelda
show
and Metroid.
That. Zelda and Metroid are going to be great examples
God,
for that.
Metroid has to be there, right? It has
like,
to, right?
Ryan, you know the 3D map in Prime that you love? Like, imagine that's always on the pad, and you can slide your finger.
I know. You think I don't freaking dream about this every single night? Like, I know. I know.
Probably thinks about it when he's banging.
Ryan's
chicks.
Like, yeah. Ryan's like, oh God. Map.
Yeah. And that's just me, like, slapping the map, like.
And then, Zelda, Wind Waker's. Like, I just tried to play Wind Waker, actually, before we went to lunch.
Wind Waker is better on the gamepad.
I just tried to play Wind Waker with the Pro Controller, and I was like, well, this fucking sucks, man. I can't see the map. I gotta, like, press start and go left, and then...
And it's not like it's so intensive that you're like, man, this gamepad is just, it's getting in my way. If only I had a controller for pro players like myself.
No, yeah, and Zelda, believe it or not, is pretty leisure. Like you just
It's pretty mellow.
Yeah, you just sit back and just enjoy. And like, it's so satisfying to just be like, okay, I need my arrows. So you just tap the screen and drag it to the equip slot. Boom, there you go. There's no menu. You didn't pause it. Your character's still just standing there. You can keep running with your left hand and then equip something with your right hand with the screen. Like, oh, it's fucking great. And then having the map always there instead of having to pause, it's perfect. There's the value of the gamepad, Nintendo. But do we really think Zelda and Metroid is going
to
be shown?
No.
Zelda will be.
One of them
Zelda
will.
Has
no.
to be.
It's probably Zelda.
Yeah,
Metroid's the long
there.
Shot. Metroid
I'm gonna be the contrarian there. Here and question why, because I think that the fact that Wind Waker, even though it's a remake, came out this holiday, and then also A Link Between Worlds came out this holiday. I could see an argument for it's too soon for Zelda again.
Yeah, you
later.
Could be right.
And with the whole, no, they'll show it. Like, it's not... I don't think it's going to come out this year, but they're going to show it. Like, they have to have at least...
It'll
have
be, like, 2016 or something. Or 2015.
It'll be crazy.
But I think they need shit that's coming out this holiday. They need to do what they did with Donkey Kong and Mario, where they're like, this comes out in 4 months.
Yeah. And that won't be the new Zelda.
Which, it could be... I could see Zelda be... Or not Zelda. Metroid being feasible only because it's been so long since the last one. I just don't think... They're going to do it, though. I just don't think...
I don't think so, either. I want them to.
You'll get a Star Fox before Metroid.
I don't think that's true.
What if it goes back to that rumor that there's a Star Fox Metroid game that Retro is working on?
That's the dumbest idea.
Well, yeah, well,
that's
yeah.
That's crazy.
Hey, Nintendo's just like, people want the Star Fox and people want Metroid. Boom. It's like...
Bayonetta will have a bit more...
Installed
time
base.
To shine. I guess
it's got more consoles to be played on.
That game, no. Man. Like, I understand that people that play the first one are, like, super hyped for a sequel.
The first what?
The game stands Bayonetta. No chance.
Oh. But, like, no, well, yeah, of course. But, but like, personally, like, I have no attachment to Bayonetta. And every time I see the second game, I'm like, all right, keep, move along. I get it. It's Bayonetta. Just go to the next game. Like, I don't care. I'm not impressed by any of it, really. It just looks like more Bayonetta, which is cool. But... It's not like, I just don't feel like that's something they need to linger on. I think they're wasting their own precious time to like get new people to buy Wii U's, and they're wasting, they're not wasting Bayonetta fans' time. Of
but
course,
I want to fly to the moon.
Bayonetta was the better God of War in the time that those were the only two games of that genre.
Word. But other than because... Nintendo, it seems like Uncharted 4 is like.
Uncharted 4
Uncharted
is going to be
Sony's
big.
Absolutely going to show. And then there's the rumor that it's like PlayStation's Team Ice or something got like a huge performance boost from the PS4. And Uncharted 4 is going to show that off.
What is Team Ice?
It's, I don't know, some mystery team that works on the PS4. This is just NeoGAF shit.
But Uncharted 4 is going to show it off? That doesn't make sense.
It was like a performance boost they got in the PS4. So it's not like an engine. It's just like they optimized the PS4 with like a new firmware update.
Oh, okay.
It'll be a racing like, game.
I thought you were saying that like Uncharted 4, the game, is going to show off this team, this development team. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about?
They're all in the game.
Metal Gear Solid 5 came out on stage and showed off Epic. This is sweet. We saw every developer.
In-game, fully rendered, motion capture is incredible.
And MGS5 is really charismatic.
That guy this was at the bank, cashing his check.
I wonder what they'll show about for MGS5 this year.
It's just going to be a trailer that's going to be hard to watch.
Oh, right.
Means. This is boring. Anyways, Drive Club will be there.
God, that's boring.
But will anyone be there to see Drive Club?
Probably not.
I didn't hear the news that Sony retracted their business model.
On Drive Club's like PS Plus thing?
Yeah.
Well, because it's like against their own policy?
Hmm.
Is the doofuses?
Remember all that
is it
swag?
Against their own policy?
Yeah, when you buy a game that's discounted because of PS Plus, you keep it.
That's right.
Remember all that swag Sony talked last year?
Swag.
Everybody was like, oh man, Sony's dropping the mic.
They did, though.
And then that Drive Club shit comes to light, and it's like, oh.
Undropped.
Mic undropped. Mic thrown behind your back as you walk off.
All I'd ever wanted was to hear a man talk about seeing the microfibers in your dashboard.
Car seat.
Fucking retarded.
Drive Club doesn't even look that good to warrant that kind of thing.
It showed was a fucking seat. How do you show off a driving
Mortal Kombat,
game at this point?
Mortal Kombat will be showcased on someone's thing. Will it be Microsoft or Sony? I don't know.
For unannounced things from Sony,
I think Microsoft will focus more on games this one.
Yeah, we're probably going to see, Murdered Soul Suspect or whatever that was
called.
That
game's out.
That came out.
Oh, is it out?
Yeah.
It's bad.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah,
oh, God, you're right. and then what was the fucking Alan Wake folks, that one?
Quantum Break.
Yeah, that one. We'll probably see that. That'll definitely be there.
It's not going to be there, Ryan.
Man,
you're really behind. Remedy came out this
week. Oh, they already say they're not going to be there?
They said, we're not going to be at E3, so here's a little bit of gameplay to apologize. And they showed a touch
Jesus.
Of gameplay.
They're going
to
jab.
Okay. Well, what about Halo 5?
Yes. Another pre-rendered, yeah.
I bet they'll show off
gameplay.
The Master Chief Collection.
Yeah, I think they'll have gameplay for Halo 5.
Yeah. been a year.
Destiny will definitely be there.
I would love to see some gameplay at Halo 5.
Do they not?
No. I'm not It'll convinced. Be at Sony's. I'm not convinced there's going to be gameplay at Halo 5 just because only a year ago they weren't
Nah, they got it.
Yet.
There's got to be gameplay.
Maybe. I doubt it, though.
That'd be silly.
They hadn't started working on it last year.
What if they've been
doing
it for
the last year?
Yeah,
but it's been a year, and it's supposed to come out early next year.
Nah, maybe. All right. Maybe.
It's supposed to be out in 2015. Well, I guess it'll probably be a year. Okay, it'll probably be, September 2015? Because that's when those kind of games come out. I know that's the Bungie schedule, but I assume...
I want Xbox to show off the shit out of Project Overdrive Boulevard. What the fuck is that game?
Sunset Boulevard.
You can't even remember your stupid game.
It's called
Sunset Conundrum.
Yeah. Rodeo Drive.
Orange game. Orange Borderlands. Whatever the fuck.
it's still unclear whether or not that's like a team-based shooter or just a multiplayer.
I don't care. I want it.
Competitive game.
Oh, what about The Order? We'll probably see more of The Order, right? I know they just released that big video, but...
Did Epic cancel Fortnite?
No, Fortnite has not been canceled. They talk about it on the Bombcast like every other week.
They have less than a fortnight to get ready for E3.
It's so bizarre. Like, why do these games get announced when
Fortnite,
they're so far out?
Fortnite is like, I think when it was announced, it wasn't on Unreal Engine 4, but now it's like the showcase game for that sort of.
That's weird.
You know what? We should, when we watch this thing, we should get a pen and paper and write down what game will just be vaporware.
Yeah, predict it.
Also, Sony will have a whole 20 minutes dedicated to the visionary director of Heavy Rain and William Dafoe game. I can't think of his name, but he's visionary.
David Cage. Oh my god.
Kaje.
I want that man to keep making games just so I can keep laughing at them like I did at Beyond Two Souls. Because holy fuck.
I want him to hire a competent writer. Same with Kojima. Like, these are guys that are talented
Kojima
in so
needs
many ways,
a writer.
But not in the ones that count.
what Kojima place, I guess, the bullet points, and same with David Cage, and have someone who can... Hey, you know who Kojima's worked with for a long time? Who happens to be a screenwriter?
Jack Bauer?
Kurt Russell?
I
don't know.
Solid Snake.
David
Hayter.
Oh,
yeah. Poor David Hayter.
David Hayter. He's a screenwriter. He wrote X-Men 2, for fuck's sake.
1 and 2.
Oh, right.
1 and 2, yeah.
He wrote Watchmen.
Wow. What's not
that screenplay was good.
What?
That movie was good, except for Snack Snyder.
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 But anyways.
Sounds delicious.
Yeah, he's a screenwriter. Maybe he can be like, "Hey Kojima, I see you suck at writing."
Dude, he wrote screenplay for Metal Gear Solid the movie, and nobody wanted it, which is bullshit. He's Solid Snake. He wrote some really good fucking adaptations. He brought X-Men to the big screen when no one else thought superheroes worked anymore. God damn it.
Kojima threw him under the bus.
Yep.
Well, we don't exactly. know that yet. There's the
to
there's
get the guy who
people are still holding on to the thought.
I love the theory that Ground Zeroes is just a movie in the Metal Gear Solid universe.
What?
Yeah, there's a theory that it's like a movie, and it's actually Kiefer Sutherland voicing.
Are people retarded? Oh,
come on,
that's stupid. There's literally no basis for that.
Shut up. Yeah, there is.
People are stupid.
Check your facts.
Check your privilege.
Check your facts.
I'll check my facts if you check your privilege.
Never.
I just saw the, I watched that like 30-minute Why Metal Gear Solid 2 is Brilliant video. And the fact that it all gets retconned in MGS4 really makes me skeptical of any of those theories.
Well, yeah,
cool theories.
All of that Metal Gear Solid 2 is Brilliant stuff, it all makes sense until you look at every other game that came out after it.
Yep.
And it's all kind of cool, and then, oh, maybe it wasn't what he was going for.
God, we can't run down this Metal Gear Solid right, hole
questions.
Again, guys.
We're going to questions. Ryan can't do
Ryan's
it.
Ryan's like, not again.
Not
I
again!
It's like playing Watch Dogs.
A prototype asks, what do you think of the news of Nintendo adding an adapter for GameCube controllers on the Wii U? Dope.
Clunky.
Dumb.
Why don't...
It looks...
Why don't...
Like, did you read those, the quotes I had from the Bombcast today, Javi, about the GameCube controller?
I didn't.
Yeah, let's see. What? Let's pull those up real quick.
I love the GameCube controller. Nothing you say can
like,
change my
I could
mind.
Take a picture of a Wii U with that fucking dongle and four GameCube controllers like wrapped up.
Oh yeah, it's
gonna
look horrible.
And then the fucking external hard drive plugged into the USB port and be like, man, we didn't think this through, did we? Like, come on.
They were talking about like, well, they were talking about it, and they were talking about that, the little bundle, and then they were talking about the PDP thing. And
they should just like, make another batch of GameCube controllers because those things cost like $60 now.
They were talking about it, and they were just like, the GameCube controller is not a good controller. I was like, thank you. And then they went to break, and then they come back from break, and they're just like, GameCube controllers, right? What a bunch of dumb garbage. I was like, yep, thank you. And then I'm quoting this, and Gabe's like, C-Nub, never forget.
No, C-Nipple.
Oh, C-Nipple. Is that what it was?
Yes. Yeah,
well, okay, while there's definitely...
Oh, it's not a good controller, but I love it.
No, but it's the best. There are ideas there and certain design decisions that totally are awesome.
Right.
Like the
Well,
a
that, I mean, they basically pioneered the dual thumbstick thing.
The A button being surrounded by all the other buttons.
That's a perfect idea because in every single game on Xbox or on PS3
there's
or whatever,
there's one button
like,
that matters more
X
than
button is
else.
Accept. A button is accept. You know, you have that bottom button is accept. Why shouldn't that be the button that your thumb is always on? And then
right.
Cancel, of course, is just right below it. Like that's where, or to the left of it. You know, that's where it's going to be. So, like, it's just, it's cleaner. Well, it's, I guess it's not visually cleaner, but it feels right. You know,
right.
At least the button layout there. And you have your two X and Y surrounding it at the top because those are for extra things. So you have your main accept button that you're always pressing, and you have your cancel button right next to it, and that's great.
So they got one quadrant of the thing right.
Personally, I think the analog stick
I hated
has
it.
The best pressure. Like
I don't like it.
I like it.
Okay.
You're wrong.
I think I liked it at the time, but now compared to anything current, no. It's no.
I think it has less – it's less – what's the right word? There's less pressure than on a, you know – 360 or PS4 controller, like those have more resistance, but the GameCube controller just to me it just feels really right.
There's no controller I would rather hold than the GameCube controller. It just fits in my hands and I love
all those points aside. Ryan, you're completely right in that the D-pad, the fucking C-stick, the shoulder buttons, the Z button.
I can concede the button layout, I'll give you that, but everything else, yeah,
all that stuff is not great.
I disagree on the stick, but and I guess that's personal preference. Whatever.
Sure. And for shooters, it's in the red so far. You can't. Even, it's really bad. Like you don't have a definitive trigger. Like you have to press all the way through that analog.
Right. That's a bit. That button is deep. Yeah. Those trigger buttons.
Yeah, and then you don't have a second analog stick. You have a nipple. That's terrible.
Uh-huh.
For shooters, it's by far the worst controller. That being said, for like platformers and for Nintendo-y kind of games,
right.
I love it. I think it's fucking great.
Yeah. Right.
And holding even the Pro Controller for Mario Kart, like it's ergonomic, the controller, like the shell feels great in my hands. I love it. But just that thing of like holding A for gas, mm-hmm. It feels like you're holding one of four identical buttons, and
because
it doesn't
you are.
Feel exactly. But it doesn't feel like the controller was made for that game. It feels like you're playing with like some sort of, you know, a third party controller, and it works. It works great, but it doesn't feel like it's tied to the experience in the same way that the GameCube felt like it was. It feels like everything else is basically what I'm trying to say. It feels like a PS3 or Xbox One controller.
Yeah. Right.
Which you could totally argue. They all adapted the same thing because that's what has come out of all these iterations. That's what everybody agrees is the best. But it's not unique. It's like everything else.
Right.
Yeah. Anyway.
Moving right along. Prototype asks, is there a possibility that they will add ports of GameCube games like Double Dash, Sunshine, or Melee to the Wii U? And, I mean, they already did that for Wind Waker. I mean, that's not a port, but, like, they brought it back. So please bring back Sunshine.
I would love that.
My God, I love Sunshine. Double Dash would kind of be...
I would like to see a game... I would like to see a game that gives us the same feeling as Sunshine. Like a sort of unique world like that.
A 3D collectathon?
I guess, but... I don't know, that game had a lot of personality. And while New Super Mario Brothers World or whatever it was, the new one...
It doesn't have personality
right.
at all.
Yeah, it's a very cool game, and it's very...
I hate world maps.
It's very Nintendo-y or very Mario-y, but it didn't have that flair, you know.
Fuck your world map.
Everybody
Give me
listening
overworld,
right now.
Overworld.
Everybody listening right now should check out the final bossman on Game Trailers, and he did a video called "Why Donkey Kong Country Tropical Freeze is Better than Mario 3D World." And one of the points he says is that Donkey Kong takes place in a world, you know, like every country or whatever you go to has a theme, and every even in a 2D platformer, every single platformer exists in that world. Like none of them throughout the whole game are floating. They're all connected to something in the background. They're part of a tree or like a chunk of wood or something. And it just feels like it all exists in its own universe, and that adds so much to it. It's so good. And then Mario, while it's like a sandbox. It's like they gave all the developers these toys to do whatever, which is great, but there's no theme, there's no spirit to it, you know? Like, the levels are random, and they don't have anything to do with the world that they're in. That's something I really didn't like about 3D World. Like, you would go to World 2, and World 2 is all crystals and stuff, and you're like, oh, cool, all these levels are going to be crystals. Nope. There's, like, a lava level in there, and there's snow levels. It has nothing to do with where you're at, which is unfortunate.
That's kind of Mario's... That's kind of the thing with Mario, though. Most of the levels, not including Sunshine, actually, feel really unjoined from the rest of the world.
Well, see, that was my... that was like a...
Like, where do these places exist?
Yeah. Right.
In Mario's imagination?
Is he just... Well, he's always... He's constantly high on mushrooms.
Yeah. So, all of Mario... No,
but the thing is, I guess... That's what I was saying. Like, Mario 3D World felt very Mario-y because, I mean, go back to the original Super Mario Brothers. Like, that's what it is. Like, it's shit floating in the air. And I'm not saying they shouldn't do better. I'm just saying that's what it is, well, you know.
But I
agree, because like it was cool when they did that with Sunshine. Like
I mean, Mario has done games where the levels are relevant to where you are in the world. Like, freaking Super Mario World on Super
Super
Nintendo.
Mario 3.
Yeah. Super Mario 3, yeah.
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 You're right about that. They still feel unjoined from the rest of the world.
I think Super Mario World probably did the best job because the map was continuous. Whereas even Super Mario 3, like, you finished World 1, you went to World 2, and it was like this whole different shift, which is kind of what Super Mario 3D World does.
Super Mario 3 gets a pass because the whole game is a stage play.
Yeah,
the whole game is a play,
yeah. Right?
But Super Mario World, like, you get into the Lost Woods area on the right, and every level in that area is the same, like the same palette, like it has the same music and background and enemies that you can only find there. Like, that's what I'm talking about, where you have a sense of that you're somewhere. It's not just level A, level two, you know. There's not a lot of, like, if I were to say, oh, remember this level from Super Mario 3D World? Which world was it in? Nobody would be like, oh, fuck, I don't know. You know?
Yeah, you're totally right. I'm not disagreeing at all.
Yeah.
I just feel the same way about most Mario games other than Sunshine.
But Sunshine and Mario 64, and this goes back to what I was saying in my Mario 64 after the fact, is that those games reused the same levels for different stars. So, like, it was almost like different levels in that world. You know, I guess that's a way...
Right.
That's a way to do the whole you know, I'm in the Lost Woods now. You could instead you just have a giant Lost Woods level with different things to do in it.
You're talking about Super Mario 64, right? The way they did that.
And Sunshine. And
right.
Yeah. What we're all saying, I think, is, and Galaxy kind of does that too, but
not to the same extent.
Yeah, not to the same extent. But yeah, I think what we're all saying is we want Mario games to be like that again, which I've been saying for years.
And they probably won't be.
Well, and they're not unaware of this. Miyamoto explicitly said about 3D World that they wanted to try merging the gap between 2D Mario and 3D Mario, and that's exactly what that game is.
Yeah, that overworld is still just a fucking map, though.
But, I mean, you have your four players drop in, drop out. You have the same cast from New Super Mario Brothers. They brought over a lot of terrible things from the 2D Marios. I'm not a fan of 2D Mario. I don't know if I've said that, but I don't really care for it. Yeah.
Moving on. Prototype asks again, how's the new Mario Kart? Bitch, we already answered that. Moving on again. Justin Das. There's an election in Ontario next week. Who should I vote for? Liberal, Conservative, or NDP? Dude, my favorite president is the guy from the West Wing. Don't ask me about politics.
What about that, I don't know where you live. Vote for that crackhead Toronto mayor.
I hope for the marijuana party.
Keep him, keep him in the loop. I want to keep reading stories.
So Dylan says liberals. Vote for the liberals.
No. The marijuana party.
Which, that's the liberals.
No, it's not. It's their own party.
Oh, are they?
Welcome to politics outside of America. Marijuana parties.
I'll answer this completely honestly and completely in a way that won't offend anybody. Vote for the guy whose values align with yours and who is genuine about it. Good luck figuring that out.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, yeah, that's the caveat with every one of these elections. Yeah.
So just put Jed Bartlett on that ballot.
Yeah.
Jed Bartlett for president.
Mm-hmm. Vote for the guy from 24.
Seriously though, guys, like Jed Bartlett's such a good president.
We get it, yay, we get it.
The West Wings are good. The West Wings are really
David
good
Palmer.
Show.
Vote for David Palmer.
No, David
nah,
Palmer.
Nah,
sucks.
He's got vote for the Frogman.
If that child dies.
Discuss your love for the GameCube controller. I don't really understand the love for it. Bitch, we already talked about that.
Wow, that's crazy.
This is uncanny.
Yeah.
And prototype. Again, would you like to see a Pacific Rim Godzilla crossover movie? Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes, because then Godzilla wouldn't suck.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind it.
Yeah, I would love to see that crossover. That would be awesome.
But I don't want Godzilla to be a good guy. I want them to fight Godzilla.
I want Godzilla and Jet Jaguar to hang out again. That's all I want.
And then... this isn't really a question, it's just Carlos Godina kind of listing some stuff that he's hyped about. It says, GameCube controller converter for the Wii U, Mortal Kombat X, Ultra Street Fighter 4, the hype is real and it's not even E3 yet. Which is very true, there's a whole lot of stuff
coming
out.
Yeah, that's the thing
pre-E3.
That sucks, like, that we're, and it's happened,
no,
it's
Ryan,
happened
this
more
just
and
means
more every
that all the big shit's still yet to come.
But it doesn't, it means we're just gonna, let, no. They're just gonna talk about
no.
all this shit.
Choo-choo, motherfucker, choo-choo.
Game's fired up the hype train.
I'm throwing the coal in, man.
we're gonna be watching the Microsoft conference, be like, oh, here comes the Halo 5 thing, here comes Halo Master Chief stuff, here comes, like, we're gonna know everything and it's gonna be lame and disappointing
until Blinks the motherfucking Time Cat comes out,
hand out my freebie at the fucking Sony movie theater conference.
Nintendo, I think they're gonna shock everybody with a Smash Brothers character reveal. Everybody's gonna be like, what? Like some crazy third party character.
It's gonna be Nathan Drake.
And then what else do we know? Bayonetta 2 will probably be featured, and then we don't know anything. We have no idea what
Nintendo's good at keeping secrets.
That being said, it's not like that means their conference is gonna be awesome.
No, it does. Last year's was really bad. No, it does. No. It's gonna be great. And that's this week's podcast.
Right. That's all our questions?
That's all our questions.
Oh, were you waiting for me to be? It's going to be great.
It's going to be.
All right. Well, with that, if you would like to, if you listen to this podcast and you like it, you know where you can find more? You can find them at GameOverNation.com. You can hit us up on Facebook, Facebook.com/GameOverNation. Go ahead and give us a like, leave us some questions, comments, whatever you'd like to do there. And you can do the same on Twitter by going to @GameOverNation. Follow us, talk to us, you know, hit us up, man.
Tell us how we look.
Yeah, I think we look good, but maybe you disagree. Let us know. So with that, I guess, Javi, get us out of here.
All right, that has been episode 131. Thank you for listening, and we'll catch you guys next week after E3, or during, what are we going to do? Yeah, after E3, right?
I'm not going to be here,
E3 is what, Tuesday? Or starts Tuesday?
I'm not going to be available.
Monday, doesn't it? What are the conferences?
Monday is conference day.
But... Yep. Wait, I thought the
Nintendo
the Sony
will be 9 a.m. on Tuesday.
Oh, shit, that is Monday the night. Okay, cool. All right.
Yeah,
Monday is the day that I have to go to.
I'm going to be in Boston, the though. So there might be a show next week. Maybe.
Okay. There. We'll figure it out.
We'll see what happens. Yeah. Stay tuned.
All right. We'll talk to you guys next week, and you can send us all your thoughts and whatever about the show. And we'll react with you.
Yeah, to the places that I said earlier.
Choo choo.
Choo choo, baby!
Alright, see you guys.
Bye.